finally, this week on Main Menu, we speak with Steve Nutt of Computer Room Services, who are a supplier of assistive technology products.
We've heard a demonstration of talks on the Main Menu previously, probably about a year ago it would have been now, when the products really sort of first came to the attention of the blind community. What's changed and what lies ahead, Steve?
Okay, well, we've now got... The biggest breakthrough is we've got talks on the Nokia 3650 and the 7650 phones.
And for those that are not okay with all the models and things...
They're smaller, they have less functionality than the communicator, but some people don't want all the functionality of the word processor and the full-blown diary and all the business tools that the communicator has. And these are just basically mobile phones with digital cameras in them. There's limited use, obviously, for the digital camera, but... The phones are fully accessible via talks now, and it's the same Eloquence voice that everyone's used to.
So we're not just talking about the expensive communicators anymore, bulky communicators. We're talking about just the regular Nokia phones that most people are going out, the majority of people are going out and buying.
Indeed.
And this is going to give you the same kind of access on those phones.
Indeed. Indeed.
Right. It's going to give you access to what, texting and things like
texting,
that?
Texting, the lot, email. Hopefully WAP, but it's not there yet.
Okay.
But it's being looked into. But certainly, it's any phones that work on, for those that are techie, it works on Series 60 Symbian.
Right.
Then hopefully Torx will be able to work with it. The communicators are Series 80 Symbian, and the newer phones are Series 60. And they should work with Torx come sort of August time, end of August. And the other breakthrough we've got this year here at Computer Room Services...
Those two phones with Torx, is that available now or is that imminent?
No, that'll be the end of August.
That's the end of August, right.
The software's still being tested.
Okay.
We do have a test 3650 here today, but, it is being tested. It's probably too noisy that you probably wouldn't hear it.
Right, yes. Because
it's reasonably quiet. The other breakthrough in the mobile world, for me anyway, is Torx and Braille. Now, what we have here is we have a Braille device called a Brailleno. And it's a 20-cell Braille display, and it's also an internal note taker of its own. It has a docking station on the back, and the communicator, the 9210i, then clips onto the docking station, and it fits very firmly, and you can wrap it in a case, lift it all up and go.
So you can have Braille access to your text messages.
Indeed, and it's smaller than Braille Note.
Marvellous.
Yeah.
And the Brailleno, for those who haven't seen that product, who manufactures that?
Handytech.
Handytech. And what kind of price are we looking at for the Brailleno?
The Brailleno Plus docking station is about $3,007.
Right. Yeah.
And then
is that pounds or dollars?
Pounds, that is.
Right, okay.
And the...
There's about $5,000 then.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you've got to buy the communicator and talk... And then you've got to buy the communicator.
Yes.
Not Torx, because the Torx software would include that sort of... You know, with the docking station and the Brailleno. It's slightly different. The software for Torx has to be upgraded. It's called Torx and Braille.
Right.
And... It has a feature whereby you can turn on and off Braille output. So now what you've got is you've got Braille output to your Braille output from your phone. You can write in Braille to the phone.
Okay.
Not grade 2 at this stage, but you can write normal computer Braille to the phone. And you can control the phone completely from the Brailleno.
Excellent.
So then you unclip the phone from the Brailleno, lift it off and put it in your pocket. And then, of course, you've got the speech with you wherever you go.
Now, is that's ready to go now? That's
yes, we have that.
Now.
I've got that to my left here.
That's available now.
To
buy. So, those are the two. Those are the two main things we're looking at. We're looking at the Braille access to a PDA, which is other than buying a sort of an integrated PDA type device like a Braille Note or something like that. That's really a first. And then the access to the more affordable phone, shall we say, the more sort of consumer standard phone rather than a business communicator.
Indeed.
And so somebody wanting to, say, get the 3000 series, the 3650, was it?
Said?
Somebody wants to get something like the 3650 and get speech access to that. At the moment, I mean, that's not available from all suppliers on all networks, is it? Or what's... What are the limitations?
Basically, it'll be available from Vodafone.
Okay.
And I'm not sure of the price of that. I can't really comment on that.
Okay.
It'll be available to Vodafone, but you'll have to have a Vodafone contract.
Right.
And it'll also be available from me, and the phones will be unlocked.
Right.
So that you can just slip your SIM card in and go.
Use them on any network.
If you already have a contract.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
It'll obviously be a little bit expensive from me because you're buying the phone outright.
And what kind of price range are we looking at?
I think it'll be about $400 from me.
Right.
And I think it'll be about $200-$250 from Vodafone. But then you've got to pay the minimum 12 months.
Right.
No, so effectively you're paying the money back.
So you're not having to buy a contract with you.
No.
Right, so obviously that's in the UK. Do you know anything about the deployment of talks in the US? Do you know how that's coming on?
No, I don't. I mean, I know that the US dealer is beyond sight. But that's all I know.
So US listeners really should contact Beyond Sight and make inquiries.
Indeed.
And we know that this is going to be available from the end of August.
Yes.
On the 3650.
And 7650.
And the 7650.
Yeah.
Marvellous.
That is the hope anyway, if all the beta testing goes well and everything else.
Do you want to give your website a plug?
Okay. The website is www.comproom, that's C-O-M for Mike, P for Peter, R-O-O-M. .co.uk, and the email address if you want to talk to me is steve@comproom.co.uk.
Steve Nutt from Computer Room Services, thank you very much.
Thank you. We hope you enjoyed our Site Village special, but that's all we've got time for on Main Menu this week. If you've got any comments about the programme, you can drop us a line to mainmenu@acbradio.org.